Today on MyFM, we're profiling hidden gems in our community, gems like Schutzkalonsch Park, just on the provincial border in Pontiac. I'm Casey Egan, and speaking with us from the park today is Katrina Sororka, their operations manager. Katrina, thank you for your time today. I was wondering if we could start off with a bit of background on Schutzkalonsch.
Yeah, so the park itself is actually about 30 years old. We're actually on our 30th year this year. Originally, it started off as a historical park about the log drive. So for those who don't know, really, the Pontiac, which is just across from the Ottawa Valley, was actually founded based off the log drive industry. So we had a lot of beautiful white pines that Europe really wanted. So they actually exploited that, and it actually became a very wealthy area to work in. It's been about 45 years since the last log drive, and so the Schutz 30 years ago decided to commemorate this by collecting artifacts from the families who were still here, and they're still here today, and create this beautiful site that kind of teaches people and every visitor who comes around a little bit about like where the Pontiac is from and where the families that are here are from.
So not only a ton of history, but I understand that there have been some major additions to the Schutz in recent years as well.
In 2008, 2009, we decided to add a little bit of spice to the park, and we actually created an adventure park. So we have zip lines, Via Ferrata, which for those who don't know, I like to describe it as like assisted rock climbing meets hiking, and that actually happens along the canyon rock wall. And then we also have an obstacle course. This year, I'll just add a quick little thing too. We just added some more trails. So we're really trying to diversify the site itself so that it kind of meets everyone from ages 0 to 99.
Well, just hearing you talk about it, it seems like a great spot to get away for a bit.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the drive from Renfrew, like to here to back to Pembroke is absolutely spectacular. And it makes people kind of just discover what's right across for them in their neighboring townships, and it allows you to actually have full day outings without really going far from home.
So I guess in your opinion, why do you think that Schutzkalonsch is still a hidden gem for many?
Well, I will start off by saying most people in the Pontiac have never visited the Schutz itself. So even to our own people, we are a absolute hidden gem. A lot of people know that there's a waterfall there, but are always completely in awe when they actually see how big it is. So from the top of the waterfalls to the bottom of the canyon, it's a 42 meter drop. So that kind of can give you a little bit of perspective of how actually big it is. And I just think like back about 3 years ago, there was no real marketing strategy for it. There was no push to get like more people to come and actually discover the wonders of the site nature-wise, adventure-wise, and historically. So I just find like we've just started really pushing this the last 2 years, and it's amazing the increase of people and interest that this place has started to kind of turn. So I definitely think it's still considered hidden because I think there's still lots of room for growth, but it's just it's something in your backyard that maybe you haven't just discovered yet.
Now, as I understand it, Schutzkalonsch has wrapped up its season as of late October, but you guys do have something up your sleeves for Fridays and Saturdays in December.
Yeah, so our Festival of Lights, it's been actually over a decade that we've been doing that. And it started off originally, and it still is, honestly, mainly, is for the community around here. I mean, come winter, the Pontiac, there's not too much to do. And we thought, like, what better way to, like, add something for the families to do, especially around the holidays, is an illuminated walk. So it's a 1.2 kilometer trail. We hang lights and we have beautiful setups, displays, and we also light up the waterfalls and the canyon. And it just adds that little bit of magic at the holiday time, which I mean, who doesn't love that?
And that's really cool because even with the park kind of closed up, you still have things happening going into the new year.
I mean, that's another thing that's great with our park itself is every single season offers a completely different view, a completely different experience. So it's not like you go and you're done. You can always come back next season and still find yourself in the wow.
And before I let you go, Katrina, I do understand that Schutzkalonsch has a couple of unique overnight accommodations.
We actually also have two yurts on site. We rent them for $150 a night plus tax, and they can accommodate 6 people each. So that's always a little fun if you want to come do an adventure with us, spend the night on site in our yurts, and then keep discovering the Pontiac the next day. We have packages for that as well.
All right. We've been speaking with Katrina Sororka, the operations manager of Chutes Colonge, a hidden gem in our community just on the other side of the Quebec border. Find out more about what they have and their rates at chutescolonge.qc.ca. Katrina, thank you so much for your time.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Casey.
And remember, you can get a complete list of our hidden gems at pembroketoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.